Welcome to Discover You Radio's discussions. Let's show some respect by paying attention to what our guest has to say. Go on now, my friend. The floor is yours. We want to know who you are, what you're about, and what you have to bring to the table.
Thank you for tuning in. This is Discussions, and we have with us Marcus J. on the line, and the table is yours.
What's going on?
Not much.
I'm loving what you guys are doing over there.
We're loving your music. We're loving what you're doing on your music, and thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that the song that you just played, I Set on You, I wrote that for the wife. It's a song about devotion, because it seems like a lot of music that you hear lately is, you know, it's all about the quick fling, and you don't hear a lot of those nice love songs where I got my eyes fixed on one. That's the wife.
Like the black and white movies?
Yeah, right. True love. Like, remember when we used to talk about true love and a love story, and we're in February here, and you turn on the radio, and it's a lot about other things other than being devoted to that one person, you know?
Yeah.
We almost glorify a lot of promiscuity and things like that. And so I said, no, I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to pivot. I'm going to make a whole EP about love songs and what it takes. I got a song on that same EP called Risk. It's Worth the Risk We Take, and just the work you put into a real relationship and love.
Yeah, it does. It is the work that you put into a relationship, it definitely is growing, because in the beginning, you probably got to find out each other's differences and then settle them out. A working relationship, it takes that requirement of learning about each other, who each other are, and then you make that commitment and become one.
Well, it's not like the, you know, like a Hallmark card where, oh, yeah, you just meet eyes, and it's a choice. It's a choice to constantly learn and grow and through the tough times to stay devoted and stick together. Me and my wife say, you know, people fall in and out of love. The way you don't fall out of love is you choose love.
Right.
And so that's what real love is, and people miss that a lot of times. I think that's why so many relationships fail, is that when you realize that through the tough times, the choosing to stay by each other and build stronger, that's what real love actually is.
That's true. That's true. There are times that the wife and I, when we were working on our relationship, it was tough at times because, you know, differences of opinion, differences of beliefs, and, you know, finding that common ground. And then after finding out that we were literally best friends, that's where we sealed the deal.
Which is crazy, because a lot of people will steer away from that idea where it's like, oh yeah, but we're friends. Yeah, that's the perfect relationship, genius. You know, like, that's the one you should be dating. That's the one that'll actually last.
Yeah. So. Absolutely. And your songs, they are revolving around your relationship, your children, and your wife. You were telling me about a song about your children and what they are to you.
Yeah, I got a song. It's called Crowning Achievement. It will be coming out sometime in 2022, 2023. I have yet to decide a release date. We're kind of building a whole project around family. I have an album called Live Life that I was about to put out, kind of put a hold on it. It's going to trickle out through the years as singles, and it's just my devotion to faith, love, and family, my kids, and what's important to me as a person and as an artist, and just trying to be a light at the end of the tunnel for people and build a positive environment with my music that hopefully encourages people to not quit on themselves, to devote themselves to their family, to their loved ones, and really just the things I value in life.
Right. And you know what, that is, for music, that is valuable. Music is such a powerful tool in many ways, and it can tear you up and bring you down, or it can build you up and, you know, help you to accomplish goals. So, you know, I want to thank you for coming on, Marcus J. 5 minutes goes by so fast, and
thank you.
I appreciate it. I love your music. I love the positive vibe, the outlook, and, you know, I'm honored to have you on Discussions with Discover You Radio.
That's awesome. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for letting me come on.
You're welcome. And that is Marcus J, everybody. Tune in.
Peace.
Tune in. Go to the website. Look him up. Look him up on iTunes, Google, TikTok.
And maybe I can get you on my podcast. I got a podcast also. It's called the number one podcast, where we're number one because we say so.
There you go. Absolutely. Count me in. Let's mark it on the calendar.
We need to do it.
You're a business owner, and you want to grow your business, but you don't have the time to focus on marketing. It seems like every time you turn around, another new marketing trend is popping up. You can spend hours trying to figure out how to make your ads work, or you can use Discover U Radio services. We've spent years learning the ins and outs of online marketing. Our team will help you create a campaign that gets results. We have experience creating ads for platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, which are the most popular social media networks in today's world. Get started with our experienced team today. Go to discoveruradio.com or call 970-286-5921 for your free consultation. Let Discover U Radio create an ad campaign for you, so you can focus on your business while we focus on getting you more customers.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Discover U Radio's podcast. You can also join Will as he goes live on air from 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Mountain Time, Monday through Friday, at discoveruradio.com for a glimpse into independent music, interviews, and announcements.